time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, yes. We are back in the building, back in your ear canal. You know, another week, another conversation. Muhammad, what's good? How you feeling?
Muhammad is good, man. Muhammad is doing fine. Muhammad is out in the world trying to make shit happen. I'm in a good space, man. You know what I'm saying? Had some good talks over the last couple weeks. Got some fresh ideas that I'm trying to expound upon. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bobby Jones. You know, we had a good talk today about some shit. You know what I'm saying? And you know, Bobby, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're in this space where a lot of people are taking a bruising with this Trump shit and economy. And, you know, a lot of people are fearful and scared, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I talked with some people and they telling me about, you know, the problems that's going on in the society and how the DEI is cutting money from their friends' jobs. And I was thinking, you know, because, you know, we in a place where we ain't got time to think about that kind of shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, nigga, you on your own, you got to eat. You can't be thinking about problems that ain't really yours per se when you trying to work. You know what I'm saying? So I posed the question like, yo, what does that have to do with you? You know what I'm saying?
That's funny as shit.
Go ahead.
So he like, well, you know, it's happening to my peoples, and you know what I'm saying? You know, those are the same people that, you know what I'm saying, could throw me work. But I'm like, have they thrown you work? Nah. So what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, but it's cutting jobs and people losing their jobs and stuff. And I'm like, but we not talking about the world as a whole. We talking about individually. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, well, when the last time you applied for a job? Man, it's been lots of years. Again, so what that got to do with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, they still going to be making money. Somebody going to be getting it. So what we need to do is figure out where the fuck we going to put ourselves to get it. You know what I'm saying? And so I was like, you know, I think one of the things is, it's one thing that I'm trying to figure out for myself is like, what is it that I'm going to promote as my main occupation? How do I want people to call and how do I want people to pay me? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and I was like, that's the same thing that you would need to do. I was like, listen, and you know, some people get offended when I do this, but I do it anyway because it's a very clear cut. You know what I'm saying? So like, listen, man, if Bishop Don Juan walked in this motherfucker, man, we know exactly how he get money. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It ain't no question. You know what I'm saying? Bishop Don Juan is a pimp, man. You know what I'm saying? That's it. All the other shit he may do and get money, it comes second after him being a pimp. You know what I'm saying? You have to figure the same shit out about yourself. When you walk in the room, what people gonna say you do? You know what I'm saying? Because that's how people learn how to pay you. You know what I'm saying? So having these conversations, and then I use Bobby as another point from the more professional side, just in case, you know what I'm saying, you don't understand the pimp shit. You know what I'm saying? Because a nigga set out to do a thing, he did it, that's what he is, that's how he get paid. So like, Bobby, he runs nonprofits, he's an author, he wrote some books, but that nigga LinkedIn say, keynote speaker, available to speak, nigga, here's the email address, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So no matter what, people, when they go, they know how to give him some money right now. You know what I'm saying? Long term is the job and what you do as an occupation if you got to go get set up to do another job. But how do people know to pay you right now, no matter what's happening? You know what I'm saying? Damian Lemon is a comedian, man. Everybody know that. You don't have to guess how the fuck I need to integrate him into some shit. That's what everyday people got to do as well. Like, I have to do it. Because I used to be a this or that. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't like that no more. So I don't want to be that. I don't want to even be. I don't want my phone ringing in that direction. I want my phone ringing in the direction of the new money that I need to get. And I need to figure that out fast. And I'm getting close. So I'm pretty excited about that. And that's why I'm talking about this.
Ah, the get money talks. I like that. I like that. I like the energy behind this shit. Didn't Bobby just have a birthday?
Bobby's birthday is today.
Yeah. I just see the photo. I saw a photo of his party and shit. Salute to Bobby, man. Happy birthday.
Yeah, it's him and my wife got the same birthday.
Oh, that's what's up. Happy birthday to everybody. Happy birthday to your wife. Happy birthday to Bobby. Yeah, good. Yeah, people getting, you know what I mean? Getting another year around the sun. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. Damn, that made me think of, you know what? What you said made me think of, you know, just watch, you know, you gotta, as they say, protect your peace, right? Mm-hmm. Or even protect your point of view, right? Mm-hmm. Because what you said reminded me of something that happened to me just yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. And it aligns with this whole Trump shit. I was watching a boxing match, and I'm watching the boxing match, and I'm listening to the commentators who were quite biased towards one boxer. Mm-hmm. But I'm watching the boxing match, and the commentators are commentating in the way of one boxer that they bias for. They saying it's two women. They saying she's winning. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching this fight, and I'm like, what fight are they watching? You know what I mean? What fight are they watching? Because I'm looking at the fight, and the person that they saying is winning is getting tagged up. Like, she got a whole, her shit is bleeding over her eye. Like, you know, she's getting rocked. Mm-hmm. But she's taller, got a little bit more reach. But the other boxer, you know, is getting around that reach and tagging her with mm-hmm. uppercuts and, like, just power shots. And I'm watching this shit. But I'm probably about six rounds in. And I felt myself going back and forth. Like, am I bugging? Like, I had to ask, I'm like, am I bugging? Because I see what I see, but then what I'm hearing, I don't see what I'm hearing. But these, you know, and I'm looking at these people, I'm like, but they didn't comment. They know boxing. You know, I'm a casual. Mm-hmm. I'm like, maybe they looking at some shit. And then they talking about, they got the other people like, so what do you have? What's the score you got? They be like, oh, got a last four rounds is going this way. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, now they hitting me with metrics and shit. And I'm like, am I bugging? So then they get all the way to the end of the match. And it was funny because in the seventh round, shit got real convincing. Like, the person mm-hmm. I thought was winning was busting ass. That was, like, the most dynamic part of the whole shit, right? Mm-hmm. So they get to the end. Nobody knocked nobody out, but it gets to the end, and it's they doing a decision. It's a split decision. So the first judge goes for the person that I didn't think was winning. Second judge goes for the person that I thought was winning, and it is a lot of, like, it's a lot of suspense between the last judge, and the last judge ruled in the favor of the person who I thought was winning. Mm-hmm. And she jumped up, and the other girl looked upset, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I thought she was winning. Like, it was like, yo, what the, wait a minute. Like, but it's, what I felt in that moment and throughout the fight was like, you kind of got to watch out to the narrative that you pay attention to mm-hmm. because even if you don't think that you are impressionable, it can affect you. It can distort how you view things, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, like so many of these, you know, Trump is the 24-hour president. You know, mm-hmm. I think he was the first 24-hour president in my mind. The first
active user.
yeah. Oh, for sure. It's 3 a.m. He gonna have you with some shit, right? But from his first term. He was like the one that erratic tweeting and all of this shit. But even before that, he just knows how to court the press. And a lot of that is his offense, and his strategy is just like overload, distract, and just have some shit for y'all to talk about. You know, and the thing is, you know, no matter even how divided media can be, the common denominator is engagement. And this dude gets more engagement than anybody, right? So I found myself recently saying, you know what, I'm probably going to mute a few of these accounts or stop following certain accounts. Because I swear, like, I would wake up in the morning, and obviously I probably shouldn't jump on my phone immediately. I know this, but I still do it. But I jump on my phone, and it'd be like Trump news first thing. And it'd be some bullshit. It'd be a picture of him demolishing a part of the White House. You know what I mean? And you just like, yo, what the fuck is this? And then you get activated. You get activated. It's 8 a.m. You activate. I ain't even drink coffee. I ain't even had nothing to eat. I'm waking up disturbed. You know what I'm saying? Off of just some shit that I saw. And then I see later on, there was a list, and I need to fact check this, as we all should. Fact check everything you see, but I ain't done it yet, so this could be wrong information. But I see somebody on Twitter kind of put a list of about 7 different presidents and what they've done alteration-wise to the White House. Because what got me mad, I was like, look at this shit. I even put it in the group chat, one of my group chats. I was like, this is a metaphor. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm part of the problem. I'm out this motherfucker. You know what I mean? Disturbing the peace. And I was just like, man, it to the point of when you saying what that shit got to do with you, you know, it don't really got nothing to do with me, because I did what I could do. I voted. You know what I'm saying? That shit didn't win or whatever the fuck. It happened. I have to live every day. I got to do whatever I got to do that affects me immediately. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a part of me that I just have to shake off in the way of, it's, I don't even look at it as doom scrolling, because I guess there's part of that, but like just feeling like you have to be, like I said, this is a 24-hour president, right? So feeling like you gotta really be abreast of all of the shenanigans this cat is doing. It's exhausting, and it don't really, it's not productive, but there's the part of me being like, I would typically associate all of that with being informed. But sometimes you have to detach a bit, especially if it's having an adverse effect on how you approach the day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Go ahead.
And my thing is not, you know, if you want to check it out and be informed, that's fine. I'm just saying don't recite problems that aren't problems for you. You know what I'm saying? Or are not problems for you yet. You know what I mean? So if you're here and you're trying to get it going and you looking for a job or whatever, you can't take on all of these problems of, oh no, the jobs are being decreased and, you know, the unemployment rate is up 6,000%. My nigga.
Right.
You trying to get one job, man. Not all of them.
Right.
Shit.
Right.
Focus on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Because if you worry about that, you won't get none of them. And then what? You be sitting on the couch. You know what I'm saying? Until you can't even sit on the couch because they coming to take that bitch out.
Right.
So you got to figure out how you going to move regardless or in spite of. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, man, they making money. Money is being made every day. They didn't take it out of circulation. They moving it around. They moving it around, but you got to figure out how to move around with that shit. Who moved my cheese ass shit?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's true. But you have to. But that comes with your own programming. That's the thing. And you have to be mindful. And to your point, you got to have conversations with people that are on that same wavelength. Mm-hmm. You know, because if you leave it up to the media, you know, who just wants to, they want engagement, and a lot of it is alarmist, You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of these stories come with the pot stirred. It's like, yo, you need to be angry. You see this? And you angry. You don't even know why you angry. You know what I'm saying? So it's just
you ain't
like
for no job in 4 days because you've been so angry,
pissed off. You mad at the motherfucker that ain't looked at the shit you trying. You ain't never reached out to this person, but you mad. You know what I'm saying? So
these niggas ain't even gonna read my shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So. Yeah, but I guess it is. I ain't gonna lie. I guess it's tough sometimes for people to fully pull away, because it could feel like, personally speaking, if you're not careful, you know, your first thought for me is like, is this irresponsible for me not to be informed? But some of this information is antagonistic. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, now you need to.
Yeah.
Protect your, like I said, protect the diet of what's going on. You don't need to eat all of this bullshit, because none of that shit is some bullshit. Yeah.
Nah, yeah, I feel man. You, man. And see, during that recession, right? 2007, 8, whatever, fuck. That shit was hitting me really hard. You know what I'm saying? I had just left a job, invested a bunch of money in a magazine. I was getting beat the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? But it didn't feel like nobody else was getting beat up that was around me, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't no real place you could go talk about it, you know what I'm saying? And so, but what it taught you was you had to move around, you had to figure that shit out on your own. Nigga, Obama is the president, nigga. It ain't supposed to be no recession on me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's supposed to be
easy,
you know what I'm saying? Happy days for me, you know what I'm saying? So now, on the news every day, you know what I'm saying? They got the black president, and you know what I'm saying? He move around, he smooth and shit. I am poor, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I can't pay attention to that for real. You know what I'm saying? I can see it, but I have to focus on the shit that I need to focus on to make it, because they move my cheese, and I had to scurry along and figure out where the next cheese was at. And I did so. So then when other things pop up, like maybe the pandemic or this recession, you know, it's affecting people that hadn't been affected before. So now they're jumping into some shit like, oh, shit, this shit is crazy. I don't know what to do. My advice is always, man, you got to do what you know to do. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nobody coming to help you. It don't matter. Yeah, Trump ended up doing wild shit that should be paid attention to. But as far as how you eat today, now, nigga, you got to figure that shit out. You know what I'm saying? You got to figure that shit out. And if you're going to go fight on the front lines about, you know what I'm saying, the politics of it, that's fine. But you still got to figure out how you're going to turn around and eat. You know what I mean? So that's what I be thinking. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like riding in the car with somebody and they road raging and shit. And they road raging about a driver who's not even impacting them at all. They down the street, they making a turn that, you know what I'm saying? The light about to turn red, but they going to turn anyway. But they blocked down. Look at these motherfuckers down there fucking up. That shit really ain't got shit to do with you, because you need to watch this shit that's right in front of you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that, man. Why you worrying about that shit, man? Worry about this shit right here. You ain't even got no problems in this lane, man. It's all good. You could be riding happily. But here we are fussing about a nigga down the street.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real. That, no, for sure. Now that driving analogy, I felt that. Because I could kind of be the one looking three cars ahead, motherfucker doing too much, driving, wilding out. You're like, oh, look at this, bro.
Three cars, that's respectable. Now, you know, you need to watch the three cars.
Yeah.
But if that shit ain't got nothing to do with your shit, you all on the other side of the highway and shit, rubbernecking. Nigga, that ain't got nothing to do with what you got going on, man.
Rubbernecking has always been a funny term. That's hilarious. It came out the gate kind of intense. I hope y'all good. No, for sure.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we
they know who he is.
True D. Oh, man. But yeah.
We might have came out the gate last week with some shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's out the gate. That's how we come out. Usain Bolt.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, can't hear me high the whole time. Yeah, I'll leave what's going on. Ah, you know, it's all right.
Yeah, that's ain't true. Cool. I guess so. Oh, shit, man. Man, I had an interesting day today. I was tight today. I was a little frustrated, man. I was trying to upload a reel to Instagram and the shit. You know, for me, sometimes I be... Take me a lot to just upload some shit. So I uploaded some shit. And I put the phone to the side. Let it, you know, do what it do. And typically, I walk away for a while. But then something said, let me go see. You know what I mean? And then my homie hit me. Shout out to Vlad. He was like, yo, I don't know if you know. I don't know what happened, but there's no audio. I said, huh? So I was like, good thing. Good looking out. So I brought the shit down. Then I tried to re-upload it. I go and Google what, you know... You know, some old troubleshooting. Because, you know, Instagram, you can't really... Like, this is a world, and now... And it's not just on the internet. It's just more and more in the world where you really can't get a person on the phone. You can't get a actual person to tell you what's going on. You got to wade through... some real generic ass FAQ that typically doesn't have the answer to your situation. You know what I mean? Maybe you go on Google or Reddit, it leads you to some Reddit, you know, forum, and hopefully there's some information there. I did that. All that information was dated. I tried all this information, deleted the app, reinstalled the app, all of this, still nothing. To this point, nothing. Then what made it so bad, because I was like, I had it on my list of shit to do, and it's been on my list of shit to do for a while, so I was like, whew, happy I pulled the trigger, but now the trigger, you know, there's a blank. Wow. Ain't nothing, nothing happened. Backfired, ain't, you know what I'm saying? It's the starter pistol. I heard something, pow, but nobody fell. So now I'm sick, and then prior to doing that, because I started my day, you know, off the, you know, the Discord shit, but then I went ahead, and there's two different ways that I could start the day coffee-wise. I'm not even a coffee cat, but I started becoming a coffee person. There's the Keurig way, and then there's the real deal, the mocha pot, which, you know, I call it that. Other people call it something different, but you know, like the real deal, the stovetop real coffee. The Keurig is, that's just brown water. You know what I mean? It's watered down coffee. It'll do the job sometimes. It's lightweight.
Hey, coffee ain't really nothing but the damn shits and hot water.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is when you do the shit on the stovetop and like the little kettle joint, and then I'm doing the Bustelo. I did a Bustelo. Yeah. I had two big glasses, two big mugs of Bustelo. Dog, I was tweaking and geeking. Like, man, I was.
That's what,
like,
Bustelo do, though.
That's not the even, boost.
Not yeah. even cups, nigga. Just little espresso shots, nigga.
Yes, yes.
What the fuck is you doing drinking cups for this shit?
That shit was uncut. Because that's what it is. When you do the shit in a little mocha pot, you got to fill it to the thing anyway. Now, I could have poured another thing in and did it like later on, or made it into some cold brew, whatever fuck. But I was just like, you know, like I said, it's a decision made. You know, I've been Keurigging the last few days, and something said, you know what, fuck it. Today, I mean business. You know what I mean? So I said, yeah, let me go ahead and get that 93, you know, and I put that shit. Dog, I was tweaking. Like I felt like I've never done Adderall. I've never done Coke. I've done this Bustelo. And that shit felt like all of that shit. Like, And then the fact that this shit ain't uploaded, so now I'm like agitated. I'm pacing in the crib, dog. I had to take a shower, then walk the block. I had to do a lot to cool off, like to not even cool off, but to come down. I'm trying to tell you, it had me bugged out. Just two cups of coffee, crazy. Yeah. This shit is strong as hell.
The craziest part about being bugged out on coffee is to get your coffee shit together. You all the way out there now. Two right. cups of goddamn Bustelo.
Yeah.
You out there, but you are wasting the energy
Yes.
On shit not going right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not on shit you need to be doing. Not on creativity. Mm-hmm. Not putting that energy burst to work.
Mm-hmm.
You putting that shit to stress. Yeah. Just added stress to your motherfucking rocket ship.
It's like revving your engine when your shit is still in park. You know, like it's aggravation and energy is too much. It was that shit was. I was like, yo, let me take a walk. Like I had to do everything. Everything was wellness based. Let me take a shower. Let me take this walk. What's gonna stop? Yeah, man.
Nigga driving a scat pack in LA rush hour traffic.
Word, stop and go. Stop and go is word. But ultimately, it wore off. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple things done. Still ain't figured out this Instagram issue. I got to figure that out. And then I watched this show just before we cracked the mic. I watched this show called The Chair Company. Mm-hmm. Right, it's this new show on HBO. FYI, I don't think that task thing gonna happen because I don't think you watched it. I know I didn't watch it, and the finale was last week, so I mean, we so behind.
I thought sorry, it was episode 5, nigga.
No, it was when we first started talking about it.
That was
but I think
2 weeks
like,
ago.
Yeah, man. I think it's. I don't know, but I know it's over. I know it's over. I'm gonna get to it. I'm gonna watch it on my own leisure, but like. Whatever we gonna say about it is obviously not relevant anymore. And whomever was really, listen, sorry, y'all. Sorry,
that's
y'all. There's a
true.
Lot of podcasts out there talking about
it. You can still mention it and talk about it.
No, listen, I heard it's good. That's it. I heard it's good. There's plenty dedicated task podcasts out there. If you are already, listen, because the people that were telling me to watch it, they've been watching it. So they, trust me, they good. But I was watching this show called The Chair Company. I think my man's name is Tim Robinson, which I'd heard about this cat for a while. I never really watched Detroiters. I just started watching a little bit of that. And he's got a movie, Friendship, with Paul Rudd. But he's been around. I'm not sure if he's Tim from Tim and Eric. He could be. But I really kind of got put on to it. Shout out to young Chris Lambert. I think he's going to actually be on one of the episodes. So he was telling me when he filmed for it, I was like, around that same time, I heard somebody else talking about just how funny the show was. And I'd been hearing about it, but I never like tapped in. I've been in Detroit or whatever. So anyway, I watched the show. And the show is like stupid. Like it's funny, but it's like the stupid funny. Like it's just ridiculous, but it's a tone to it. That is ridiculous. It's silly. You know what I mean? Like, but it's kind of grounded in some real, like just the mundane on a certain level, you know? But it's funny. It's 2 episodes that it just made, but it was like, it was something I needed that. You know what I'm saying? I had a little tuna fish. You know what I'm saying? I was tweaking. A little tuna fish to come down, and I had like the chair company, and that shit whoosh, took the edge off, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's it. I'm just, you know, just reporting live and direct from my life at the moment, you know. What's good with you otherwise, man? Anything else going on in your world?
Everything cool, man. You know, we got that one music fest coming up, so I've been hearing a lot of buzz about it. You know, it's Atlanta, so Organized Noise is performing, Luda, you know what I'm saying? Might sneak out and try to get into one of them, you know what I mean? You know, shout out to Jason Carter, who went to FAMU with us, you know what I'm saying? Not that I could call him for no tickets, but, you know what I'm saying, shout out to that man for creating something special out here. You know what I'm saying? It was just homecoming. I didn't go, but I watched a lot of pictures on the social media. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it seemed like the Fan Ewens was having a good time. They built a statue of Fred Humphreys, you know what I'm saying, who was the president, from, I think from like 89 to like 06 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he was a very, he was dope, you know what I'm saying? He knew how to play all sides of the game, you know what I'm saying? He knew how to politic and raise money, but then he knew how to keep shit going. Super tall, probably like 6'7". knew how to go out there on homecoming and do the strike again speech. You know what I'm saying? He was just all around entertaining plus handling business. You know what I'm saying? Something they haven't been able to capture since. You know what I'm saying? You know, most people, if they, you know, they educated, they doing business. You know what I'm saying? Then they outsource the fundraising and shit like that. But he was doing the recruiting and the fundraising and, you know what I'm saying, the being cool and hosting in the office with the drinks. And, you know, we used to get on him for being drunk and shit like that as students, but I see how it all worked. You know what I'm saying? So they built a statue.
And, you know, so did he pass away or he's still alive?
Yeah, he passed. He passed maybe about four or five years ago.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, Dr. Humphreys. You know what I'm saying? Like, they call, you know, the era when he was there, the Humphreys era.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, I saw you posting that.
Yeah, so, man. You know, it just was a different kind of vibe, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To where when you got your leader also leading the way in just, you know, in we the best and we cool, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, but going into that, you know, my sister was hosting this HBCU thing with Remy.
Remy Ma?
No, Remy.
Or Remy Martin.
Martin.
Oh, okay. The original Remy. Okay, yeah, okay.
Papoose Remy.
Gotcha. Okay. Look at that. Shout out to Remy. How that worked out. Yeah, yeah, salute.
But so we had the spot, and you know, my man, you know, B, he went to Howard, so he always going to be around some Howard people. Mm-hmm. And I'm coming out the spot. And this, you know, he's about to introduce me to this lady. He was talking to the DJ and her friend, but I think it was over at this time, so the DJ wasn't DJing. So he went to introduce me to the friend first. And she's like, "Oh, did you go to Howard too?" I was like, "Nah, I went to FAMU." Just simple like that. And she was like, "I hate people that went to FAMU." I'm like, "What? The fuck out of here?" You know what I'm saying? And then she's like, "Yeah, because, you know, They like think they're bougie, but they're not Howard." And I'm like, "Man, how old are we talking about this bullshit, man?" And you know, in real life, I never just walked away from a conversation. Mm-hmm. And I had to, because I was like, this is absolutely asinine that a motherfucker is grown as fuck at a grown ass event talking about you hate a motherfucker went to a school when they was fresh out of high school.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because they think they, what are you talking about?
It's indoctrination.
First of all, if a motherfucker is bougie, it probably ain't got shit to do with the school. You know what I'm saying? Secondly, you know what I'm saying? I've never even heard that claim. So I don't even know what you're talking about. I think you may have been in situations where FAMU people were there and FAMU people were probably confident about who they were, you know what I'm saying? Probably got some jobs and doing cool for themselves. On the other side of the VIP line, I mean, there's many things that could have been happening, but the way you're interpreting it is truly mind blowing. So she was like, "No, I didn't introduce you to the DJ." I was like, "Man, I'm out." I just walked off.
That's wild.
And then to add insult to the injury, I'm on the other side of the whole place. She comes walking over, talking about, and she just made it worse. It's like a white person, you know what I'm saying? She just made it totally worse. She was just like, "I'm sure you're a very nice person," but I'm like, "Man, if you don't get the fuck around me, man."
Condescending ass bullshit. That's crazy.
The fuck are you talking about? Man. I don't care what kind of person you think I am.
Oh, man. She got you tight.
Because it wasn't even about FAMU.
It was just about
how the fuck stupid is you.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Yeah, some people be indoctrinated in all that, all these preconceived notions, whether it's schools, whether it's sororities, fraternities, whether it's astrological signs, all of that shit. People get caught up. You know, it's wild to think, because I will say I've heard
that people that went to Clark Atlanta is like some of the coolest motherfuckers in the game, you know? And what happens is, like, this weekend is the CAU, Clark Atlanta University homecoming. So shout out to them Panthers. I'm going to be down there in Atlanta. I'm going to be enjoying myself. I haven't been to homecoming in a minute. It's been 25 years since I graduated, which is wild. Wild. It's crazy. I haven't been to homecoming in a minute. Our 20th fell during COVID, so couldn't really get that off. But I'm excited about it. The itinerary is pretty stacked. But I'm just going to just kind of surrender to the momentum of homecoming. You know, like, I haven't been on homecoming in a minute. I feel like I'm a bit out of step. Like, it's been a while. Like, I got to, you know, got to reacclimate to the culture of it all. And I might, if I get a chance, I might have to watch The Return. You know what I mean? The epic homecoming documentary.
What I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'll put the link up. I'm going to put it back in my bio.
Put the link in the bio.
For all the homecoming season.
Yeah, man. But yeah, it's homecoming time, and I'm excited about it. There was another thought that I had about homecoming. Shout out to the Panthers that are listening. Shout out to my people when we see each other on the yard. It should be a good time, man. It's gonna be I'm excited. Again, like, I haven't been. Oh, that was one of the thoughts. So, and it was a funny thought. It's the honest truth. You know, I think I missed the cutoff to buy the T-shirt, the 25th anniversary T-shirt. And listen, salute, and I'm all about the T-shirt. But I don't need a T-shirt to tell me that I'm old. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just
you
like
to tell you that you're old.
It's like, yo, it's just, yeah, man. I know how many years it's been. I'm cool. I keep that between whoever was there with me. But yeah, man. Now I'm excited. It's gonna be a good time. 25 years. See, that shit flew by. You know, what's also cool, again, I haven't been to homecoming in a long time. One of the things that I'm always struck by is, like, the development of what's going on the campus since the last time you've been, whether it's a new building, whatever. It's going to be my first time seeing the red turf, never seen the red turf in person. So, like, little shit like that. Like, I'm excited, man. You know, it should be a good time. Yeah, man. CAU. You know, and we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time. But I feel you. I don't get caught up in a lot of those little university, college, you know, gang banging. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, where we the people that went to, like, we was in college. You know what I'm saying? And to your point, this is a decision made in high school. You know what I mean? Like, listen, you went for whatever. Because I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to fully disclose why I chose some of the places that I wanted to go to. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't all academic-based. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, I'm happy to be totally honest with you. I'm happy that I went to the school that I went to and met the people that I met. You know what I mean? And had the experience that I had. And I think that is the point of it all. Like, you know, as opposed to, comparing it or judge it up against something else. I mean, some people do it for fun. Some people take it to heart. And
sometimes it's fun, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been around the HBCU culture for quite some time. You know what I'm saying? While I was in FAMU, we did a TV show that went to different black schools. So every week I would go buy another shirt from another school and wear that bitch like I was wearing a UM shirt or Notre Dame, or, you know what I'm saying? Something like that.
Right.
And yeah, I engaged in all of the beefs. But I was always able to say, well, shit, at this particular school, they got woo, 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 or that, you know what I'm saying? And be able to spout out the qualities of the different places or the personalities of the different schools.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done it. You know what I'm saying? I've been involved with the little gang banging shit of it all. You know what I'm saying?
okay, you get about 30. You know what I'm saying? It's a little bit going. I'm not 40 years old, goddamn. Give it a rest, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Give Especially for that to be the first thing you say when you meet somebody. And hate exclusively. Is such a strong. Yeah.
Straight out the gate.
But and, you know what, though? Go ahead, go ahead.
Nah, again, even the gangbanging is gangbanging. Don't start it off that way. So I just thought it was like some real took to heart shit. And you know what I mean? It didn't come back. She didn't come back like, ha, ha, ha. I was just tripping. You know what I'm saying? Nah. Mm-hmm. She was like, I'm sure you're a pretty nice individual, but man, get the fuck on, man.
Yeah.
Get the fuck on out of here, man.
It's interesting. It, you know, it's always... it's always telling what somebody adopts as their personality. You know what I'm saying? Like when it's not, when your personality isn't based on who you are, but based on, you know, where you went to school, where you grew up, where, what you do, like all of these weird indicators, but you take it on as this is you now. You know what I mean? And it like, I don't know. Some it works for some people.
And
you know?
Just like I told my man about the other thing.
Yeah.
That shit ain't got nothing to do with you, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want to take on the legacy of the place. You know what I'm saying? That 100 years of legacy. Right. Yes, respect that as you go into your world to create some more. But don't come out, you know what I'm saying, just leaning on the legacy when you ain't legacy shit.
Right. I could see if your name was on one of the buildings.
You know what I'm saying? Did something important that just long lasting.
Yeah, but you know, it is what it is. Shit, man. But yeah. Yeah. That shit got you tight. I could dig it though. I could dig it. That shit.
I ain't
is
tight no more. I'm just saying. Nah, this, nah, I'm nah, reiterating nah, it.
It's just, yeah, it's some other shit. You like, word. Still doing that. what else is going on? You did we ever have a conversation? Oh, two things. You ever have a conversation about cut water?
Cool water?
Cut water. I guess not.
What's cut water?
Cut water is kind of, I guess, like this is, you know, we talked about all of the like the hood adjacent alcoholic beverages, and I don't even want to call it hood adjacent. But just the popular alcoholic beverages or the canned cocktails, right? Mm-hmm. Whether we were talking about, something before along the lines of like XXL wine and another one that was like supposedly, you know, just impacting the culture. Well, Cutwater is one of them, right? And I think I came to it once. I came to it because I seen this girl on Instagram. She was basically... doing a video of like the effects of it. Like she was taking a walk and she was just drinking one and she got progressively more and more twisted, you know? And I'm like, maybe she's just a lightweight. She got twisted. It was funny. And I just started seeing shit, you know, pop up in conversations, cut water this, cut water that. You know, it's kind of in line with what was going on with, I don't want to say it's as extreme as like a Four Loko or, you know what I mean? The whatever, the Bud Margarita, Strawberry, but it's one of those, you know what I mean? It's like, what it is, it's just like a canned cocktail. The ABV is like 13%, you know, and it's impacting. It's past critical mass at this point, so much so that it's like hard to find. Like the distributor had to kind of double back and pump the brakes on some of the, because they can't, they can't meet the demand, so only certain flavors are out now, and they kind of, you know, I guess they were overwhelmed by the response. So, you know, it kind of made me a little curious. You know, I get curious about a lot of this shit. So I had a cut water probably about 2 weeks ago. I had the the mango margarita. You know what I'm saying? Found the spot around the way. They had the joints. And I got the mango margarita. It was either that or the lime. They only had the two, the lime and the mango. And my man, I was like, I asked my man, which one have you had these? He was like, I like a little flavor. So I said, I'd go with the mango. So I said, all right, you know what? I fuck with mango. You know what I mean? So I got the shit and cracked it, you know. And upon the first sip, it definitely tasted like the artificial mango. And it definitely, you know the sip that give you all of the information that you need to know. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you already got a point of reference for you, like, oh, okay, I see what this is about. You know, I see what this is about. But I definitely drank it. I was like, ah, it ain't the best tasting. The mango tastes artificial. But we here. So I taste. I'ma tell you though. Couple minutes later though, that buzz was really, that shit was a little effective. We have a couple of those. I could see some cut water brawls. I could see it feels like you could set it to like, it's like a good, I mean, we coming to, I wouldn't be surprised if that shit is around in a good homecoming thermos. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely a kickback cocktail. You know what
is
I mean?
Is it akin to a Cisco?
See, I never had Cisco's a little before my time. I know the legend of Cisco, but I've never indulged in the Cisco.
What about a Four Loko?
Yeah, but maybe just a, I don't know if it's on the same level of Four Loko. Four Loko, I think, also had, like, Four Loko was like Red Bull part two, right? Like, it was like a little, it had some shit, because it was the first iteration of Four Loko before they had to put the cut on it. You know what I mean? That shit was hitting niggas like that Bustelo. But, like, that first Four Loko, I don't think it's as, I don't even think it's as abused as, like, Four Loko also felt like it trended younger. Low-bar. You know what I mean?
Cheap.
I don't say that, but like, you know what I mean? Like kind of your first foray into drinking. You know what I'm saying? Like it was your orientation for the people that was not, it was not associated with drinking responsibly. Mm-hmm. This is kind of like, you kind of got a little, from what I see, feel like you got a little bit of grounding. You know what it is to be drunk and you like being drunk. But you also know how to act when you're drunk. You know what I mean? It's not going to be your first drunk, so you're not going to be out of control, but you're going to be intentionally wavy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like you're going to. So it's one of those things. But yeah, that's that.
So,
that
was, I mean, you tried it. What'd you think?
Like I said, it was. It's effective. I would try another. It's like literally they're like 14 different flavors. I watched a video where they was tasting all the different flavors. So there's a little curiosity of like, there's a couple other flavors that are, you know, supposed to be ill. So I might fuck around and try a couple other joints, you know. But it's, you know, like it is what it is. It's fun. You know what I mean? It ain't nothing crazy. It's just interesting. It's interesting. I wouldn't do the mango again. Like I said, the mango kind of tastes artificial. You know what I mean? But like, look, the buzz is nice. You know, I'm one of them people. I was about to say, I prefer a real deal high percentage on the ABV. You know what I mean?
High percentage on what?
On the, what is the ABV stand for? ABV, alcohol by volume. Yeah. Like, I ain't really trying to fuck around with the, it depends on the mood, you know? And I don't even drink as much as I used to, you know what I mean? So sometimes I just, on the two is cool, you know what I mean? I'm trying to, because if I'm doing this, I'm trying to get a buzz, you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather just, okay, let's see what that does. It's like a lot of curiosity. Let's see what this is. Let's see what the buzz is on that shit. So it was just one of those. We'll see how effective this shit is. So yeah, it was effective. I'll say that. It's effective. It's a nice little situation, you know? Cut water. You check it out if you get a chance. See what you think. All right, well, fuck it then. To some other shit, I guess. I guess I'd be impressionable about some of the shit that I'd be seeing. So I sent you this video about, I seen, what's my man, Charlie Mack. You know, shout out to Charlie Mack, first out the limo. Old school Charlie Mack down with Will Smith, Philly Cat. He was at, he had, I came across a video of him and a couple of his friends going down to Lorenzo's. Lorenzo's is this pizza shop on South Street in Philly that sell these big ass slices. Shit is good too. Some big ass slices. Oh, that was Charlie Mack. That was Charlie Mack. Right. So, and they also, which I found out later on, I would never do this, but they do what they call a Philadelphia taco, which is they go to Lorenzo's, they get that big ass slice, and then they go to like a one of the spots, maybe Jim's, Ishkabibble, somewhere, go get a cheesesteak, and they put the cheesesteak in the middle of the fucking pizza slice and wrap it, and they call that the Philadelphia taco, which is OD, you know, gluttony. But anyway, they were doing some shit. They bought the slices from Lorenzo's, and Charlie Mack was like, yo, have you had mustard on your pizza? And they were all like, nah, what is that? Mustard? You know what I mean? Like, it's just some shit that most people just not even going to think. So he's so committed to it, they go to like a corner store, go get some mustard, go buy some mustard, and then put the shit on the pizza. And then one of the women that was in the video, she was like, yo, this is actually pretty good. You know what I mean? So this shit had me curious. Because mustard, you know, I realized recently, mustard is nothing but salt. You know what I mean? Like all of the, yo, so much shit. When you got to start monitoring, you know, your intake of certain things, you realize where salt is or where sugar is. Salad dressing ain't nothing but salt. Mustard is nothing but salt. It's a lot of shit, a lot of salt in disguise. So mustard is nothing really but salt, yellow salt. So it makes sense. But so I was like, yo, I'm about to try this. I'm curious. I got to try. I always do a little curiosity place. I was like, I got to try this. So yesterday, I was downtown, went to my spot. And then this is how, I guess, I don't want to say raggedy, but borderline, okay. So I thought I had like some mustard packets at the crib. You know, sometimes you out in the world or you buying stuff from fast food places and you got some of the packets on deck. I got a bunch of duck sauce and soy sauce and some ketchups. I thought I had some mustards, but I didn't. And I wasn't going to go out with my full on mustard, like the home mustard in the world. But I needed some mustard and I knew where I was going to be. And I was like, you know what? I know at this Whole Foods, they typically got, you know, mustard packets and mayo packets and shit by the little forks and spoons. You know what I mean? If you went to the little salad bar. So let me do that. It's by the pizza shop that I want to go to. I'm going to go pull up in there and just grab a packet and it go. So I get to the spot and I guess people been abusing the packets. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no more packets. So now I'm looking crazy because like I'm looking for a packet of mustard. And I go to the deli spot. I'm like, to the deli at the Whole Foods. I'm like, yo, what happened to the packages? The packages used to be over there, but if they ain't over there, we ain't got them. But now I'm feeling like, it just don't, optics-wise, it looks kind of crazy. I'm just pulling up. I'm not buying nothing else. I'm asking for a packet of mustard. But I'm going to buy something somewhere else. So so now I'm on a mustard packet hunt. So I'm walking the streets. I'm like, where could I get? And then I run up in a Wendy's. And now it's funny because then I tried to change the context of my approach. I tried to just walk up to the side, to the counter, but off to the side, make it look like I already bought some shit. Hey, let me get one of them packets of mustard. You know what I'm saying? To accommodate whatever I just bought, even though I ain't bought shit. So the cat gave me one single packet of mustard, which is fine because all I needed was one. So then I go to the spot, get me a slice. I put the little mustard on the slice. That shit was all right. It was all right. It wasn't mind blowing. It wasn't, I don't think I'd do it again. It's worth doing. Y'all try it, see what you think. I will say though, it's a little distracting. You know what I'm saying? Cause the thing about a good slice is the medley and the harmony that the ingredients have. You know what I'm saying? Cheese, sauce, bread. You know, that's really all you need unless you're getting toppings. But a good regular slice, cheese, sauce, bread. You might throw some garlic on there, some oregano, maybe some, you know, some chili flake, whatever the fuck, just to accent it. But that's typically, those are what you're used to palate-wise. So this was just like, this was so left. Not in a bad way, but left in a way that it kind of distracted from
the slice moment. Like if you just somebody that like a good slice of pizza, it might take you out of the fact that it's a slice of pizza. Mm-hmm. It's a slice of pizza with some mustard on it. Like it feels like something's foreign going on. You know what I mean? But yeah. That's that.
It's probably people been doing that shit all day. Like, nigga, we do
that.
Oh,
for sure.
Time.
It's always somebody's been, it's probably people putting all types of wild shit on pizza.
I don't really fuck with mustard like that, but I do rock with it on like fried fish or conch, shit like that.
Right.
And it don't bother me at all. I think it's very complimentary. Pizza, sure. Now, I mean, that's a little out the way, but I'll try it before I try cut water.
I tell you this, all right, well, you know, there it is. That's what's up. That's your what they call that shit. I was gonna say, not your journey. What they say now, the other shit that's your ministry. That's your ministry. But listen, what I will say, speaking of mustard, this is shit I found out years and years and years ago, maybe as a kid. Mustard on burgers is a regional thing. It's a pretty much a southern thing for me, maybe it's spread now, but when I was a kid, you know, like up north we got White Castle, down south they got Crystals, right? Same shit, you know what I mean? But like you go down and beyond burger spots, but I'm just doing those one-to-one. You go down to Atlanta, I used to always notice when you go to Atlanta and you get a Crystals burger, it would have mustard on the burger. Up top, it's just ketchup. You know what I'm saying? So it's just interesting. Like, that's the kind of the first time that I probably even really, besides maybe a hot dog or something, that was the first time I really even paid attention to mustard as a condiment. Like, you know, because I think quietly, ketchup is still number one in the condiment game, even though a lot of people, particularly like, I guess like in Chicago and maybe places in New York, I never heard in New York, but like Chicago, they get funny about you put ketchup on a hot dog. That's like a sin out there. Wow. You know what I mean? It's interesting. Like
ketchup on
regional. Yeah. Have you never put ketchup on a hot dog?
I do, but I didn't know it was a sin.
The people out there, yeah, that's their thing. So if y'all from Chicago, particularly, let us know in the comments, have you heard that? Like, that's a thing. That's a thing. Like, as a matter of fact, I just seen it last time I was in Chicago. Like, I seen it in practice. Like, I was at one of the airport lounges, and they had like a whole, you know, because Chicago got their own little Chicago hot dog thing with all that shit on there, right? And the lady was like, hey, yeah, can you put some ketchup on there? And the guy, you know, he did a little dramatic, ketchup though, we don't do that, you know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, this is real shit. These people really, you know, Obama said the shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's their little thing. But similar, like, you know, everybody got their little cuisine laws. Like, I remember when they went in on de Blasio because he's eating his slice with a knife and fork, which is crazy. But you know, you know, this is where I'm going with it. This is my tangent. Yeah, man, that's my ministry. That's my church, as Bishop Don Juan would say. Of course, when he walked through the door, first thing on. Absolutely, he's a pastor. He's a bishop. He's laying hands. Well, hopefully not. Listen, I say that. Hopefully, he's just preaching. You know, but yeah. That's that. Speaking of church, you want to hit us with the benediction?
Well, coming into this fall, one of the most glorious times of the year, according to me. Weather is chilling a little, dropping down a little bit. We could break out a crew neck, you know what I'm saying? Maybe a slight hoodie, you know what I mean? The air is getting brisker. The leaves are getting browner. You know, it just feels like a new time of the year. Break out new habits and new ways of doing things. You know what I'm saying? Let's not get caught up in the old, or get caught up in the ways of the algorithm and the people who run the algorithm. Get caught up in the ways of nature. Look at the sky. Read the clouds. Read your heart. And come back next week, right here in the conversation. Damian Lemon, Ali Muhammad. You know what I'm talking about? Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. As they say, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even the enemy.
to get in the conversation.
Amen.
The main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.